the International Criminal Court says that Muammar Gaddafi actually handed out a drug very similar to Viagra to his troops as part of an official policy of rape as a weapon of war. That comes after a UN panel said its investigators found evidence that hundreds of women and girls had been raped by pro-Gaddafi forces. This isn't the first time we're hearing accusations of rape. It's the second or the third, actually. You remember back in March, Iman al-Baydi made global headlines when she stormed into a hotel in Tripoli to tell international reporters that Gaddafi's forces allegedly raped her.
Look at what happens. Gaddafi's militia men kidnap women at gunpoint and rape them. They rape them. I don't know where they're taking me.
Joining us now this morning from Libya is Lara Satrakian, a reporter for ABC News and Bloomberg Television. First of all, Lara, can you give us more details about what exactly the ICC is alleging?
Well, they are saying that there is a likelihood that Gaddafi ordered these rapes. That's why they're going forward with the investigation. And they do expect to add these to existing charges of crimes against humanity that they have drawn up against Gaddafi, his son Saif al-Islam, and other members of his regime since the February uprising in Libya. I'm actually now in the United Arab Emirates, where we met yesterday with members of the rebel government, the Transitional National Council. And we had an exclusive with their presiding shadow health minister, Dr. Najib Barakat, and he gave us some of the details that they're supplying to the ICC that's part of this investigation. He said that most of the victims were young women, some of them as young as 12 years old. Most of them were unmarried, and that they're facing a host of psychological repercussions, everything from their families getting very upset, some of them abandoned by their husbands, others, fathers feeling like they are just so shamed by this because they weren't able to protect their daughters, and that the women themselves are on suicide watch. They're worried about having contracted AIDS or other sexually transmitted diseases. They've all been given, those who've decided to come forward, have all been given rape kits administered to them, prophylactics, any kind of medical treatment that is available. But what they told us at the Rebel Council was that a lot of these women are not comfortable coming forward. There is a thick stigma around rape in any society, but especially in the tribal Islamic Arab culture that you find in Libya, and they're saying that that continues to be a problem even as they investigate this. Now, we're hearing from UN officials that what is not yet proven is the direct link to Gaddafi. So there is a belief here that this is happening on the scale of in the hundreds of women victims here, but what they're still working out is exactly how it's linked to Gaddafi himself, whether these were direct orders or if this is just happening as part of the chaos.
Although if it is indeed true that somebody was handing out a drug similar to Viagra to soldiers, that right there is evidence that they're using rape as a weapon of war.
Absolutely. And we've seen footage aired on Al Jazeera of some of these Viagra-type drugs. I believe we saw Viagra itself handed out. We'd seen this footage in the past few months. And what the Rebel Council told us was that it's not just Gaddafi, but the commanders of these brigades, some of the mercenary brigades who are being encouraged to do this, that this is a part of a bigger picture in terms of Gaddafi's strategy of humiliating the population and trying to scare them into submission, especially when it comes to the threat of rape. The notion of protecting your sister or your wife is thick. You just don't mess with it. And if people feel like that's one of the weapons being hurled at them, it would be a significant deterrent. But we see this bigger picture moving toward a break against Gaddafi. A lot of momentum in the past few weeks on the rebel side, on the NATO side, strikes intensifying over this week, day and night. We've seen the footage. It's intense. It's just a matter of figuring out where this all fits and how they really get at the truth here in so much of an unknown state in Libya.
We're speaking with Lara Satrakian, a reporter for ABC News and Bloomberg Television. She's in Libya right now. Although, Lara, it's not just the NATO that's intensifying, or the rebels even. The ICC has already issued arrest warrants for Muammar Gaddafi and members of his family as well. So it appears that the international community is already, before they've even taken Gaddafi into custody, trying to build a case against him.
That's right. That's a diplomatic sideswipe. And some argue that it actually has Gaddafi digging in his heels harder. But another interview we did with another member of the rebel government yesterday, they told us that even in the past few days, Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi has come to them with a proposal for Gaddafi's exit. If that's true, it's a potential game changer, and it means that the end really could be near. These rebel officials telling me they think that he's out by the end of June. That being said, of course, we don't really they know where this is going diplomatically. But what's been interesting to watch from certainly from here in the Arab world is the way Arab countries have been the tip of the spear. They've been better resourced. They've been more nimble. They've been very innovative. And the ways they figured out how to help, they've been able to move money faster. The Qataris, of course, taking the lead on this. Everything from airlifting the wounded out of Misrata to the UAE setting up that parallel phone line, a separate network, pretty swiftly, so that now there's actually a rebel phone network out of Benghazi. So, you know, this is all part of that moving forward. The U.S. has put a lot of stock in the fight in Libya. They didn't initially want to get involved. There was a sense that they got dragged into it, but yesterday we watched Hillary Clinton front and center try to encourage more of that Arab activism and to move NATO toward finality on those strikes.
Well, Lara, in terms of finality, on the one hand, the ICC is moving in on Gaddafi. You say Saif al-Islam is negotiating, but other reports saying it's increasingly clear that NATO is trying to kill Muammar Gaddafi, targeting his compounds and zeroing in on him with bombs, not negotiations.
That's right. And it depends on how you see Gaddafi at this point. Is he a man who's sitting in that bunker that's being bombed at Bab al-Azizia? And if that's so, then he's clearly in the line of fire. Others say that he is camping out in bunkers underneath hospitals. Some say he's in the Rixos Hotel where most of the journalists are staying in Tripoli. So where he is versus where the strikes are is obviously a vast unknown. But within that, of course, you know, he's within their sights.
Well, Lara, right before we go, I mean, the reason why they use rape, especially against young girls, as a weapon of war is because it can be very, very stressful for communities. Is it terrorizing the opposition as Gaddafi possibly intended it to?
It's rippling through those communities. It's devastating them, but it doesn't seem to be dampening their opposition or their will to fight.
Lara Satrakian is a correspondent for ABC News and Bloomberg Television. She joined us from Libya to talk about the accusations from the International Criminal Court that Muammar Gaddafi and his administration are using rape as a weapon of war there. Thanks, Lara.
Take care.